Welcome back to the Live Elevated podcast, helping you elevate your entire life, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It's time to elevate. All right, today's podcast episode is going to be a bit different. I want to tell a story and then give you a practical like principle or a lesson that I pulled out of it. And so if it's useful, use it. If it doesn't serve you, leave it. Simple as that. But I've been known to severely suck at telling stories from multiple people close to me. And I'm like, you know, what is it about my storytelling? And they're just like, you just, in a loving way, of course, they're just like, you just, you know, kind of just keep going on. You just have useless details in there. So you need to stay more on point. Like you're animated. You have a lot of good skills in storytelling, but you got to stick to the details. And when I say other people, I really just mean my wife. So shout out to Gigi. But that's why I love her. She tells me the truth, and she improves my game on many fronts. They also say you marry your subconscious or your unconscious mind. I don't know who kind of coined that, but it is cool because your spouse knows you like nobody else, and they often have messages and lessons for you to learn that you wouldn't hear from other people. So anyway. Exhibit A. I digress. So anyway, a few weeks ago, I drive up to St. Pete's, which is just south of Tampa, and I was looking forward to this weekend for months. We were going up to see Trevor Hall. Trevor Hall's a musician, if you haven't heard of him. He is a absolute legend. His music is almost, it's like a mix between folk and indie, like roots type of music. He seems like he's, I basically describe him as like the picture Jack Johnson, you know, the beachy type of, you know, beach bum, good vibes musician, guitar, surfer. Picture Jack Johnson, but if he practiced yoga every day and maybe smoked a little weed, like that's kind of Trevor Hall. So, but his music is amazing. It's like really focused on love. It's really focused on redemption and healing, and there's some Eastern, you know, mysticism in there, no doubt, but it's really beautiful music. And I just see as a Christian, a lot of parallels. And while he's not a Jesus guy, for instance, like he's not a big Jesus guy, the lyrics still ring true and often deeper than some of the Christian, like quote unquote Christian music that is out there as well. So anyway, I'm driving up with some buddies, my cousin, a few other friends. And we left Gigi and the baby behind because Gianna was obviously she's young and she needs mom every night. So Gigi's like, go on without me, like I'll be fine, and I want you to have fun. So I got my friends, drove them up to St. Pete. We got a drink at a brewery called Green Bench, which was awesome. And then right before the concert, so Trevor Hall goes on at, I think it was like the doors open at 6. And so I think Trevor Hall goes on at 8 or something like that. But we end up having the beer, really good time. We shoot over to closer to the venue and sit down and at this place called Naked Farmer. But no one's there. Like, it's super empty. It's literally 20 open seats with like two people there in our group. So four of us or five of us total, and then two other people. And it's basically like this really high-end Chipotle, like really fresh organic food, but it's kind of that make-your-own-bowl style. So we're chatting and whatnot, and I mean, I am in this place of like being intentional. Like, I'm trying to look at people, trying to be aware of my surroundings, and just be mindful of other people, try to connect with strangers, this and that. And let me take a sip from my tea. It's early in the morning, and for some reason in the mornings my voice is always a little raspy, so maybe that's the details that Gigi was talking about. Like, stay on track, Brian. But anyway, I'm sticking, you know, some chicken and some rice in my mouth. I'm halfway done with my bowl, and I look over to my left and I see this guy walk in with a puppy. And I was like, oh, cute puppy. And then I kind of looked at him and I was like, and then I looked away and I double ticked. I'm like, that's Trevor Hall. That's literally Trevor Hall. We came to see him, And he ended up walking in this Naked Farmer restaurant, you know, Chipotle bowl style restaurant by himself, wearing like, he's just like a super unique guy. And I'm like, that's freaking Trevor Hall. And the group I was with, they were like, no, oh my gosh, it is Trevor Hall. And I was like, that is freaking wild. Like, how ironic is that, right? We drive up to go see this man perform on stage. And before we are going to what we came for, we literally meet the main event himself. And I was like, man, that's just so God. So I waited for him to order. I waited for him to order all his stuff and get to the cashier. And I said, I'm like, I got to go meet this guy. So I got out of my seat, went into the next room because it was a glass window. And I'm like, Trevor, dude, you're a legend, bro. How are you? And introduced myself. And he was just like, man, dude, I'm good. I'm good. And I said, dude, I love what you do. I love your music. You got to create more. You got to keep creating more. And I'm just, you know, I'm stoked for tonight and this and that. And asking him how he feels and all that, just small talk stuff. But I wanted to encourage him. I was like, dude, you're a legend. And so I'm like, but you're not going to buy your dinner, dude. I got you. Like, put your bowl right there. I got you. Like, I'm going to pay for your dinner. So ended up paying for his dinner. And we chatted anything from like everything from music to childhood. Like, he's from South Carolina. Told him about, you know, going to Coastal and living in Myrtle Beach for a bit. Talked about being a dad. You know, he's a new dad. His boy's, I believe, over a year now. But talked about just, you know, Gianna and how she's 4 months. And he was like, oh, so you're like, you're in it. You know, you're in it. And he's super just soft-spoken, like a very genuine, like, kind soul. And so, again, there's that idea of like, man, if whatever you believe in, if it's not making you more loving, like, we have to reassess what we believe in. Like, if we're not able to see other people as ourselves, and if our religion or belief system or lack of religion or belief system causes us to view other people as an other and separate from us, that way we don't have to love them, it really should cause us to press pause and reflect. Does that make sense? That's just kind of what I have learned and grown into lately, is this idea of love being the absolute foundation and essence and nature of this universe, and therefore the creator of the universe. So anyway, I buy his bowl, and then his two people come out of the bathroom, and he's like, "Oh, Brian, meet my parents." And I'm like, "Oh, dude, like, amazing! You guys are legends too. Like, put your bowls on the freaking counter. Let's go. I'll buy you some dinner." So I ended up paying, you know, it was like 60 some bucks, three of them, and I was like, "Man, you guys did an incredible job. I should have known. You know, your parents are legends, and you guys are legends for raising this guy. So, well done. It's amazing work." And I just said, I couldn't let Trevor buy his meal. I just said, man, just keep creating music for the world and sharing love and positivity and, you know, what's just your passion, like, keep chasing your passion. So anyway, long story short, saw Trevor Hall before the main event, bought him dinner. So he still owes me. So if Trevor, you ever listen to this, like, you owe me dinner and I'll be waiting. But it got me thinking too, and this is the lesson I think I pulled from it. It got me thinking because, you know, I just so happened, I'm not special, but I just so happened to be the person who noticed Trevor at the counter ordering his food. And I'm not sure if it would happen this way, but if I didn't notice, I wonder if we would have even seen him at all before he got on stage. Because my friend group was chatting, we were in conversation, and I just so happened to be distracted and looking and saying, oh, that's Trevor Hall, and that changed our focus. But I wonder how many moments like that we miss, or how many moments, potential moments, opportunities, doors that we could walk into that we overlook because we're so focused on what's in front of us, perhaps, or so focused on, you know, us in our own lives, that we fail to see other people and notice strangers who happen to be, you know, who we are a big fan of, who happen to be a friend. So there are no such thing as strangers, right? Jesus said, love your neighbors. And then they were like, who's our neighbor? And he's like, you know, And he said, well, it matters more like you being a neighbor to everybody. But, you know, the way I take that is everybody's your neighbor. It's who you can be neighborly to. You can be neighborly to anybody. But my lesson that I pulled from that was it took me back and it took me back to the Old Testament where Moses, y'all heard of this story, where Moses is walking in the desert for 40 years. Like he's just doing his work. He's living his life. He's been on the run, so to speak, but he's not in exile, but he's like in this limbo period where he was right hand of Pharaoh. He killed somebody because he was oppressing his people. And so he kind of fled, right? And so 40 years, he was, you know, roaming the desert, tending the flocks of sheep, no doubt, you know, working and just doing normal things. But one day, something caught his attention, and it was a burning bush. And the story goes on to say, you know, that's the great I am. I am who I am was in that bush, meaning the eternal now, the perpetual present, as the guy from the Bible Project, I forget his name, would say. So the great I am, the one who always was, always is to come, was in the bush, and it caught his attention. He caught his attention. And he said, Moses, stop. He goes, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. But Moses had been walking those fields, walking that exact path, no doubt, for decades. So I wonder in our own lives, how many sacred moments, how many divine appointments, how much holy ground we're walking on and stepping into and living in that we don't take full advantage of, that we don't see God in every moment. And therefore, we miss the power. We miss the present moment because we're so distracted. We drove from Sarasota to St. Pete to see this man perform on stage and to listen to his music and to enjoy. But the coolest part of that day was what wasn't supposed to happen, was that it was the out of the ordinary. It was the surprise. It was the, oh, God can be found here sort of thing. We expect to find God in church, but we often don't expect to find God in the waiting room, in the misdiagnosis, the diagnosis, the bad news, the bad phone call. Like there's this idea of God being so much a part of our daily life in the mundane as well as the divine mountaintop experiences. You tracking with me? Is that making sense? Because I think it's powerful. What moments have we been missing for far too long because we're so distracted on in life? You know, we're so self-inward focused that we can't see what's going on around us. And often God's working within us 100%, but he's also working around us. And he invites us to step into the outside of us. Because when we step into what's beyond us, we find that we're connected in ways we didn't know. And the last thing I'll say is this. I wonder if all ground is really sacred. All ground is holy ground. So we should approach our lives, approach our situations, places we go, people we're with, experiences we live through as this holy, amazing, set apart, like sacred type of experience, which just means God is able to be in the midst of that moment. He's able to speak to you, to say something, give you a feeling, like just teach you and be with you in that moment. And it doesn't have to be in a church cathedral. It can be in the ocean. It can be on a plane ride. It can be on the bus, right? It can be anywhere. So take off your shoes, man. You're standing on holy ground. Don't miss the moments because you're so focused inwardly. Make sure you're always learning, always growing, always seeking to understand and being aware and just being mindful. So I hope that encourages you to be a little bit more mindful today, to maybe reach out to a stranger, to give a smile to a stranger, maybe buy someone Starbucks or coffee or lunch. Who knows? But whatever that is, if you're living more mindful, then you are living the elevated life. And so mindful living is elevated living. So with that being said, that's the episode. Share it with a friend, share it with a Trevor Hall fan. And until next time, it's time to live elevated.